Welcome to Life Gloss, a beauty podcast for sassy and seasoned women who have lived life and have a drawer full of lip gloss to prove it. We're your hosts, Susan Gerdeman
and Hillary Clark Mina. Join us each Thursday as we discuss life and how it relates to the world of beauty inside and out.
The fact that 90s makeup looks are trending is so confusing to me. I mean, 1996 was yesterday, so I mean, it makes zero sense to me, but let's talk about it anyway.
It was yesterday until I look in the mirror and I'm quickly transported right back to 2023.
I mean, I don't know what mirror you're looking in, but I need that mirror. I mean, remember, I'm the elder in this relationship, Hill, and some days that mirror lies.
Okay. But if you looked in that mirror and it's 1996, what does that look like?
Matt, very Matt. What does your reflection say besides, hello, gorgeous?
Oh, it says, where are your eyebrows? And please put down those tweezers.
Yeah, you, me, and Pam Anderson.
Okay, so it's 1996. Spill your makeup bag on the bar and tell me what products you see, Susan.
Well, it's super dark and loud, and I may not be fully sober at this point, but I see MAC Studio Fix in a shade that's a full shade lighter than what I should wear. Then I have Maybelline Great Lash in black, Stila Kitten eyeshadow, or Urban Decay half-baked eyeshadow. Makeup Forever black liquid eyeliner, MAC Omega eyeshadow for the eyebrows, of course, applied wet for full drama, MAC Russian red lipstick, that was for going out, and MAC Spice lip pencil, but worn as a lipstick, super matte, that was for day. Not much in the way of blush, but if I did, it was a matte and brownish and probably from Prescriptives, basically like a dead taupe grunge face. Okay. Dump your bag.
Well, there was more color for me. I was dyeing my hair super dark to look older for respect in the beauty industry. You know, I thought I needed to look older than 22 to be taken seriously. And I just come out of my Ultimate 2 neutral phase, you know, the original nudes. Thank you, Kevin Aquan. And so it started with Benefits Benetint on clean skin under the Stila 30 watts powder. So it didn't really look like blush, but I had some color. Right. And of course, their concealer stick. I mean, I had so much Stila.
Totally.
Then, yeah, right? And then it was Laura Mercier Diamond Eyeshadow for day and Urban Decay's Midnight Cowboy for night. I loved Stila's pewter for liner. I wore that both wet and dry. MAC taupe was brushed into my brows. I was not brave enough to use it wet. And I had a whole brow thing going on. My lips were MAC O or Urban Decay Roach or Chanel Vamp with any assortment of lip liners. And oh, how I loved Vamp. Of course, for the nails, too.
Yeah.
And my red, MAC Dubonnet was my red.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny you brought up Vamp because I think Vamp was literally the official nail color of the 90s. And, you know, Chanel has been chasing that success ever since. It's so funny, though, to see how we tried to take all of the youth out of our faces when we were young. And I mean, now there isn't a cream, highlighter, or gloss that's safe around me. If it shines or if it glows or feels like cashmere on my face, I want it.
Like a moth to the flame. I mean, I live in cashmere and I just want to be doused in oil and pearl powder all the time.
And now our makeup bags have like three products versus a dozen.
And it costs twice as much, every single thing.
Yeah, I think my mirror just cracked.
What were your 90s makeup? Meanwhile, find Life Gloss on Instagram and TikTok at lifeglosspodcast.com. And on our website, lifegloss.com, you just might catch us live on TikTok. You never know. All right, everybody, Susan, stay glossy.
Hillary, stay glossy.